It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans can get a daily snapshot of the vaccination status of patients currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The State Health Department updated its main dashboard to include that information, which is based on reports from hospitals. The state also recently added vaccine breakthrough data to its website. Heading into the weekend, 868 patients were hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases. Those hospitalizations remain well below last year's peak. 83% of those hospitalized are unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's a new project to address the lack of housing in parts of rural Colorado. Crews will break ground on about 70 homes this spring. Stephanie Gonzalez oversees the economic development project in six southeastern counties. Homes would be pre-sold to workers or businesses in nine communities.
It may be something that businesses say, well, I would like that for rental. So maybe I want duplexes. So they would have a unit of duplexes that are available for their workforce. It's just whatever the community is wanting to prioritize.
Gonzalez hopes the project will encourage other developers to start building in the region as well. Seven people arrested in connection with the death of a Colorado cult leader have had their charges dropped. Most of the dismissed charges involve tampering with the body of Amy Carlson, the former leader of the spiritual group Love Has Won. Police found Carlson's mummified body in May, covered in glitter and Christmas tree lights. The Sawatch County coroner has not been able to determine her cause of death. Interstate 25 north of Denver will close overnight for several days this week for construction work. Crews are demolishing the old Highway 60 bridge south of Loveland. It's part of the I-25 North expansion project, which is set to be complete in 2023. Loveland and Fort Collins and Denver and Boulder have highs near 70 this afternoon. It's staying cool tomorrow, then getting warmer later in the week. Grand Junction near 70, Gunnison in the 60s. This is CPR News.